This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. After remodeling his garage, Joey developed bad pain in his lower abdomen. For several weeks, his doctor attributed the pains to a pulled muscle, but the pain didn't seem to go away, so his doctor decided to order an MRI scan of his abdomen, looking for a cancer or perhaps a blockage of his intestines. By the time the doctor called Joey to tell him there was no cancer and his intestines looked entirely normal, his pain had completely gone. However, the scan did pick up a small shadow in the upper part of his right kidney. In medical lingo, this is termed an incidental finding, something that's picked up on an X-ray or a lab test that's completely unrelated to the reason the test was ordered. These incidental findings discovered on X-rays are increasingly common, both because of the growing number of tests being ordered and improvements in the ability of the test to detect tiny findings that previously would have gone unnoticed. The more sophisticated the technology, the more likely there are to be incidental findings. All of this would be good news if these detections led to earlier treatments and improved health. However, there is very little data on whether these incidental pickups lead to better health. A recent study suggests that 20 out of every 100 brain scans reveals an incidental finding unrelated to the purpose of the study, something that could be worrisome, but it also could be nothing serious or life-threatening. Two of those 20 abnormalities needed treatment, but most required further testing before it was agreed that the findings were nothing serious. How these incidental findings are handled depends on decisions reached by the doctor and the patient. However, this really isn't an even playing field. The patient enters into the decision-making process severely disadvantaged, both by a lack of medical knowledge and a fear of the unknown. The doctor, on the other hand, is a relative expert and has a vast fund of knowledge, but they are not completely unbiased. For example, doctors often stand to profit handsomely by taking a more aggressive approach to pursuing these findings by doing something rather than just waiting. Joey's pain was completely gone, and after two CAT scans and a repeat MRI and a kidney biopsy, it was decided that the shadow on his kidney was a benign cyst that needed no treatment and no follow-up. However, the last CAT scan that was done showed that he had several small gallstones. The doctor recommended follow-up, but Joey said, "Thank you very much. I've had quite enough for now." For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.